Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mommy Faceted Podcast, a podcast for moms of color who are juggling motherhood, career, and just real life. And I am your host, Rachel Pierre. So today I am here with a solo episode for you. It's actually our 100th episode, and I mentioned on Instagram how excited I am that we have made it to 100 full episodes. And really, it's been a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to this point. But I'm so glad that you are here on this journey with me. And here's to another 100 more, which we are going to keep going until we get there. So today I'm going to talk about returning to work and how it's been just, you know, being back as a working mom now with two children. So you may have, been back to work, your kids are older, or you may be a new mom who's listening to this because you are jumping into work soon. Whatever stage of motherhood you are in, I just hope that this episode provides you a few nuggets of encouragement and just things that you can do no matter what stage you're in to be more ready and be a better version of yourself as a working mother. I'm not saying I have it all together. These are just my observations that I have noticed and come to realize and what has worked for me. And so it may spark something in you to mix things up, change things a little bit, maybe get, you know, step your game up, whatever it is. You know, I want us to all be great in 2020. And so I'm providing everything that I possibly know and then asking people who are more, even more experienced than me to join as well. And with that, I want us to be so great that I have created the Mommy Collective, and I hope that you all have heard me talk about it before, but just if you haven't, the Mommy Collective is an online community for moms, and it's more than what's just going on with the podcast and the website. We are really having deep discussions with moms on just every topic that could possibly come to us as Black moms. So it's all things Black motherhood. But we're going to be talking to each other. There are monthly speakers who are coming on and giving you their undivided attention so that you can ask your real questions. There's chats with moms about different topics. And then there's additional things that will help you along your journey, whether you're looking for connection, whether you're looking for ways to help your special needs child, whether you're looking for information on how to get your child, you know, out of your bed, whatever it is, jump in there, ask your question, and then see if there's any resources already available. If you want to join us in the Mommy Collective, just head over to mommyfaceted.com/membership. And there you can join us now. There's an annual fee, and you know, I would love to see you in there chatting and jumping in and talking and just getting involved on a deeper level than just what we have here. So please join our community, mommyfaceted.com/membership. All right, so I have, let me see, 8 tips on things that I have noticed and realized and what's working for me as a working mom, jumping back into the workforce after having my second son. First thing is the preparation. So I have to be prepared at night. I have done unofficial experiments. When I don't prepare at night, when I don't, you know, get the bottles prepped for the next day, when I don't get our lunches prepped for the next day, if I don't, you know, kind of figure out my game plan for the morning, at night, the night before, my morning is so crazy. I am bouncing off the walls. My kids are bouncing off the walls. It's just an unorganized mess. I am late for work. I'm late to drop off at daycare and school. It's just a mess. And then my day starts off crazy. So I have realized that I have to force myself to prepare at night. That, like I said, that means getting our lunches together, making sure that all the bottles are checked, making sure, you know, things are kind of put away at least for the most part, so I don't have to try to do it in the morning. Making sure that if there's anything special that I need the next day, that that's all packed up. I have all my pumping equipment because, you know, and if anyone knows they've pumped at work, if you leave a piece at home, you are out of luck for the whole entire day. And that is just not fun. And frankly, it's uncomfortable. So that nighttime preparation is really the only way that I can make it out of the house on time, you know, with my head screwed on straight. So that's my number one thing, is getting prepared at night. Number two is to ask your colleagues for help and updates. So I have made it a point to kind of stick my head into my colleagues' office and everyone on my team. Some of them, you know, are kind of virtual, so I have to either get on the phone or do a little Skype chat or whatever. But I have checked in with just about everyone, you know, just to say hello, you know, ask them how their holidays went, because I was out during the holidays. Check in. Is there anything going on that I need to know of? And wouldn't you know, I found out so much stuff, not even just about things that I missed or, you know, we have a new lock code on the door or whatever, just little things like that. But also I got really some good information on just career development and the future of my career at the place where I work. Just some real good information, and I've kind of figured out, you know, who I really can go to either get some news on, you know, what's going on that is not publicized at our organization, or career advice, you know, who I need to go to for career advice, or who is in the know of what's going on with everybody. You know, those kind of just stick my head in conversations have given me so many gems that I really have decided I'm going to start doing this probably like every 2 to 3 months. So, you know, I'm going to stick my head in because, like I said, I got information on what the bosses are thinking. I got information on what some interviews that had gone on and what they kind of are looking for as people are looking for promotions. I've gotten information on what changes might be coming down the pike. I even got some information on just like, how do I do better in my current job? Just because we were just chatting and it just came up. And by having that excuse of, hey, I was just checking in to see, you know, what's going on, that opened the door to conversations that I had never had before. So asking your colleagues for updates is something that, you know, I'm just going to do on a regular basis now. But that was one of the things that really helped me jump back into the mode of what's going on at work, get into the fold, know what everyone's even talking about, those kind of things. So that was something that, you know, unknowing to me was so helpful. And then I asked them for help as well. So asking them if they can kind of bring me up to speed on different projects, or asking for assistance looking over something that I was going to submit, that has been so helpful as well, just to make sure that, you know, I'm still fresh and up to date and making sure that I'm at my, you know, the top of my game at work. It's taken me a little bit of time to kind of gear up to where I'm at. So those last few weeks, I've been asking for, you know, just someone to proofread, someone to edit, someone to put some extra eyes on my work. Those little kind of things just makes me, you know, recognize that, okay, I'm fully ready. I'm back to being capable of this. My mommy brain is gone. Or, you know, catching little things that I may have missed because I was just, you know, exhausted that day or whatever the case is. You know, as I get into this new rhythm, I'm giving myself some time to really jump into it, which leads me to my next point, number three, which is phasing myself back in. So I am phasing myself back in with work by doing what I just said, asking for some extra eyes on things, asking for updates on, you know, projects as I come across, you know, different pieces that I may have left off on. I'm phasing back in on my workout routine. So I mentioned in my end of the year recap that I would be working out on specific days where I had a more flexible schedule, but I didn't just go in and start, you know, throwing around all the weights in the gym, you know, like I used to before I got pregnant. I have been slowly working in. So each day I work on a specific element of the body and I take it light. You know, I haven't really gotten up to using any size weight that I used to use before, because I am giving myself the whole month of January just for stretching, getting over the soreness. I got a massage the other week just to make sure my whole body is just in line and okay, which I found out, you know, I'm a little bit inflamed in my back. So that just, you know, goes to show that your body is really needing that time to ease itself back into your normal routine. So I've gotten, you know, 2 days a week. I'm moving up to 3 days a week. It's been a little bit of a struggle, you know, getting up in the morning and trying to get to the gym on time. But with this whole getting prepared at night, realizing what I need, that's helping a lot with this goal. So phasing myself back in at the gym has been so important. Phasing myself at work has been so important. And then phasing myself back in even with household duties. So while I was on maternity leave, you know, I was able to make sure dinner was ready when everyone got home. I was kind of tidying up throughout the day. But now that I'm back at work, those things are so hard to keep up with. So I have decided to phase myself back in on the home front as well. I have made a full month's worth of meal planning done. So everything we're having for the whole month for dinner, I have figured it out. That leaves me to just go grocery shopping on either Friday or Saturday, and I can be ready for the week. And then I have been having our house cleaner come. We are fortunate to be able to have someone come and tidy up. And I just had her come a few extra times just because I need that little bit of a break right now. You know, getting back into work, I am so tired from waking up in the middle of the night because we're still not sleeping through the night with the baby, having to work all day, you know, using my brain, and then come home and having to clean up and cook dinner and all these things and try to juggle with my husband, you know, what we're doing. Having that little bit of extra help has definitely helped to phase myself back in on the home front as well. So that has been so great to me. The next thing is to talk to family about what you need. And that's kind of what I did with the housekeeper. So I told my husband, you know, look, I cannot keep the house up these, you know, next few weeks because I'm jumping back into work. I know that it's going to be a little bit crazy trying to figure out my new schedule, trying to get acclimated to getting two boys ready for the day. So, you know, we agreed as a family, okay, we'll have her come twice in January instead of just once. And that conversation was so eye-opening to my husband because he didn't, you know, even think about the fact that that could be one thing that's off of our plate. You know, just having that one little conversation triggered it. So talking to your family about what could possibly help you, what you may be lacking. You know, I kind of have started to do these longer baths and just sit in the bathroom and do my, you know, my whole routine, face mask, mask on my hair, get in the bathtub. Again, I just talked to my husband and let him know, hey, on Saturday nights, you know, if we're not doing anything, I'm going to do this hour thing. This is something I'm, you know, going to try to implement pretty frequently just to let you know, can you keep the kids out here while I do it? This is going to be an ongoing thing. That conversation, again, let him, you know, be on notice that this is something that's important to me and I could use your help with that. So talking to him, talking to, you know, my mom, talking to the people at daycare and at school, letting all of them know what my expectations are and what I need has been a starting off point to helping me get used to this whole working mom of two life. Next thing is I have determined that I am going to stop trying to do it all. So obviously that's what this whole podcast is about. And this whole multifaceted movement is about is that we don't need to do everything. We are multifaceted women, but that doesn't mean we're multifaceted to the point that we do literally everything under the sun. So there have been a number of things that I have decided time out. It's not happening. I'm not doing it anymore. And I did this, you know, about a year ago. So my list has gotten even bigger of things that I'm not doing. And I just honestly feel like reevaluating that list is so important every year, or maybe even more often, because there are things that you just don't even realize you're doing. There are things that you said you were going to stop doing, but you find yourself picking back up again. Like, you know, like New Year's resolutions, you say, well, this year I'm not doing X, Y, and Z. And by July, you know, you're doing all of X, Y, and Z and A through Z. You know, you're just doing everything. So again, just doing another reevaluation of what it is that you decide that you're not going to do. You're not going to spend time on because it's just not something that you can manage. Next thing that I've been doing is managing my expectations. This is in, again, all areas. So I used to, you know, as a single woman or even just a married woman with no kids, have high expectations that I would be able to meet. And now I have to manage those and realize that there are some things that I won't get to during the day. There are some things that are not as important. And there are some things that I just have to do regardless of what I feel or what is going on in my world. So those three buckets are the way that I make decisions now. And I help others by managing their expectations of what I will provide. And that is to the people at work, that is to my family and my friends. And I just let everyone know what they can expect from me, what I promise to deliver, and areas where I may or may not be able to help and accommodate. And by managing everyone's expectations, there's a feeling that I can release the guilt when I don't meet a certain milestone or a certain thing that I've, you know, thought I was supposed to be doing at one point. And others can realize, you know, what they can expect from me and what I will not be doing. And then if I decide to do it, you know, after the fact, well, that's a nice surprise. So managing expectations, whether you have one or 15 children, is something that you just have to do for yourself and for others. And so this is just another reminder of how important that is to make those decisions, create those boundaries, and then let everyone know and let yourself know what it is that you will and will not be doing. Next thing is drinking water. So this is something that for definitely because I am pumping at work, pumping breast milk for my son while he's at school, but just to keep myself feeling good. You know, I haven't necessarily jumped into any sort of diet or anything like that because I'm not really worried about my weight or, you know, just that kind of thing. But to feel better, you know, I've been doing the workouts and just drinking my water, and it's helping with the pumping. It's helping me to stay more alert during the day because Lord knows I want to take a nap at my desk around probably like 11:30 is when I start wanting to take a nap. So I just, you know, grab another cup of water, take a little walk. Just drinking water has helped me on so many different fronts. It's flushing things out that I was just indulging in during the holidays. It's helping me to produce more breast milk. It's helping me to, like I said, stay alert. It's helping me to cleanse out my skin. Just so many benefits of drinking water that, you know, I keep it by my side at all times. And then the last thing that I have started doing as a working mom of two now is treating myself. So probably twice a week, I will buy myself whatever lunch I want. I have been addicted to these particular gummy bears that are kind of on the high-end pricey side, if you want to count high-end candy as a thing. Just little things that I just feel like, you know, I've been working really hard and I stay on top of myself and I make sure that I try to do, you know, everything I say that I'm going to do, and all of that is work, and I put in the work and I keep my head down. And so therefore I decide that I need to treat myself occasionally. And that is something that I'm definitely taking into this working mom of two thing, because I want my children to see that I take care of myself and I treat myself as well as I treat them. You know, I give my kids gifts and I love on them and I make sure that they can, you know, understand that when they do something good, sometimes, not every time, but sometimes there is a reward, and I want them to see me doing that to myself as well. And that lesson of being an example to them is just one of the many reasons why we have to treat ourselves, make sure we are enjoying our lives in this season. You know, there are so many things going on this past weekend. Everyone knows about the Kobe Bryant tragedy, and, you know, just enjoying your life right now to the best that you can, no matter your circumstance, is just highlighted all over, you know, the news, social media, everywhere. It's in every conversation that I've been having lately. So it's just a reminder that, you know, our days are limited here. And if I, you know, want to have this specialty gummy bear because I've been working hard all week, I'm going to have it because that's, you know, in my wheelhouse. So those are just the few things that I have been doing to make sure that my transition into a working mom of two has been as smooth as possible. There's definitely been some rocky places. Not everything has gone as planned. I definitely have forgotten things at home. I've forgotten things at, you know, for my son at school. It's been, you know, just a comedy of things that have been going on. But by keeping up with these things that I've noticed, help me to stay on track, to stay focused, to stay at my top best. That's what I've realized. And once you realize things and it's just out and you can figure it out that this is what's going to help me be at my top game, then you can really start to succeed and see that progress. So by identifying it, that's the first step. And so these are the things that I've identified that work for me. I hope that some of them work for you, or that they trigger something in you to maybe start doing, stop doing, move some things around, change some things. So if you have anything to add to this, you want to share what's working for you as a working mom, you know, how you take the days one day at a time and just figure out what to do that day and keep on moving, whatever it is that works for you, definitely share them with me. You can head over to Instagram and follow Mommy Faceted and send me a message on there and let me know, you know, you heard this podcast and you want to share that whatever works for you. I would love to have this conversation. So I pray that you all have a great week. If you are a new mom jumping back into working, you know, just know that it's going to be okay. It's going to start to feel more like normal soon. And, you know, definitely want to hear what you have to say as well.